And we are live with another episode of The Sound, man. I'm Jared.
I'm Kevin.
We're laughing because we already had a comment come through before we clicked the go live button. So we're not exactly sure what the technology was behind that. But, you know, that's cool. Let's flash it on the screen. Hell, what's up, man? Yeah. Yo. That's Mark Simmons. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know how that happened. Anyway, we got a great show for you tonight, man. We got, Kevin, how do we want to explain it? Do you want to say, I mean, we got to say Paul YouTube notified me and they let you comment too. So that's even better. So it's Paul Crosby tonight on the show, right? People may know him from a band they may have heard of, right?
Yeah. Some small band, named Saliva.
Saliva.
The drummer for Saliva, but he's in a new band with his sons.
Yes.
Called Cold Wards. And they had the number two most added song on the Foundation Charts Rock Radio today. So good stuff coming from them. So we're going to chat with them about, we may touch some stuff on Saliva as well while we're chatting with them, but the main focus is going to be on the new band called Cold Wards. So we've got that coming up. We're also going to debut it on our show. They premiered it yesterday. Rise the Phoenix out of Mobile has a new music video. They did a premiere party for it yesterday in Mobile. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it over, but we're going to play that video for Outrun the Sun. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the grudge match as well. We got a lot going on, but we're going to get it started the right way.
Was it ready? I was on the wrong screen, man. Damn. Okay. Try that again, Kevin. We'll edit it out.
We got a lot going on, but we're going to start it the right way.
Yes. That's right. They'll never see that mistake, man. We'll edit that completely out of the show. Won't be a problem.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Lisa's already into the comments, doing it right. Jared fucked up already. Hashtag.
Right out of the gate, Lisa.
The guys from Blackout Sun are in the building. So what's up, fellas? They'll be playing with Occult Classic, Silent Trust, Varsity, and Kingdom Collapse at the B-Lux show on November 17th. So that'll be going on as well.
Phil Cron, we would be honored to be hung over your bed. I know you have a, what is it? I think it's a $1.3 million house, $6.7 million car. High level shit that Phil does. If you ladies and gentlemen don't know, he's mentioned it on his show multiple times. So go check that out. Dylan's in the comments. What's up, Matt? We said Lisa, the band Closure. Looks like a Facebook page if I can see it right.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for lighting the comments up while we got your attention. And before we jump into the grudge match here, man, ! Notify for all you people out there on Facebook. Throw that in the comments down below. You won't miss any of our lives. As soon as we go live, Facebook will notify you. But Kevin's going to roll into the grudge match here and tell us, Kevin, who's the sponsor of the grudge match?
And the sponsor of the grudge match is the one and only Juke Joint, 1911 Government Street in Ocean Springs, where tomorrow night you can see Dozat St. Marie and Nick Ray live acoustic on the inside at the Juke Joint. I will be there. It's going to be a good time. So if you're in the area of the Juke Joint tomorrow night, make your way out and let's check it out.
We're going to be talking new music tonight. Kevin's actually been promoting Limp Bizkit pretty hardcore on his Facebook page.
That album is so good.
Who doesn't like Limp Bizkit? If you don't like Limp Bizkit, then you're just a hater, man. I mean, you know, they do attract some hate, and they admittedly attract some hate. And I think, like you pointed out, Kevin, that's what the album is a little bit about, right? Still sucks.
The album is called Still Sucks. And if you listen to it and, I had thought about it and I forgot who it was that posted it, but somebody was like, did Limp Bizkit just do a diss album on themselves? And that's exactly what they did.
How great is that?
And I they own it and I love it. So yeah, good stuff there. So
take them to the Matthews Bridge. Dylan knows what's up. He's from the old school when it comes to that. Mandy, what's up in the comments? But yeah, like Kevin said, we got the grudge match here sponsored by the Juke Joint. Kevin, what's the first band, the Challenger?
Okay, so the Challenger is a band called Gears. They're originally out of Florida. The song is called Wasteland. Gears will actually be our guest on our next episode. I got that confirmed today. So they'll be hopping in with us on the 10th, I believe, is the next episode. And the champion is Silent Theory with Flicker. Silent Theory going for their second win, trying to get into the Hall of Fame. And you know how it works. We're going to play the first song. We'll come back. We'll talk for a minute. We'll play the second song. And then, I'll throw a poll up. If you're on Facebook, you vote on the poll. If you're not on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch, all you have to do is put in the comments video number one, video number two, and we'll go from there and see who wins, and we'll announce it at the end of the show. And in the next episode, they will be the returning champion and take on another contender.
That's a mouthful, man. I'm glad
you did that. I want to be a contender.
That was a great job. If anybody in the comments section could tag the band, that would be great.
No, too. I went ahead while we were waiting on you to get back from the ball field. I talked with Matt James. Matt James is already got the bands that we're going to talk about. He's got them preloaded for the tags. So it's all ready to go.
When you work with great people, all you got to do is just show up and look like an idiot in front of a camera and you got a show. I don't know what to tell you.
So Blake's in the house. Blake, what's up, Blake, man? It's been a while.
If you want to live a great life, just go follow Blake on Facebook. This dude's all over the country, man. He's repping the sound hat. I love that. Last time I got to hang out with the guy, I almost didn't survive. We shot Crown Royal starting about 12 o'clock, and I had a great time. So, Blake, what's up, man? Miss you. All
right. Well, let's roll into the grudge match. Video number one, it's Gears. The song is called Wasteland. Check it out. Get ready to vote, and you're watching the sound.
Become the enemy, telling me I'll never be anything. It just keeps playing all these memories on repeat. It's gonna be the death of me. Had all these promising thoughts, but they feel like a lie. Such a venomous judge that I've been all my life. Oh, within my mind, become the enemy. Oh, I can't take no more. In my head, seeing red, acting like my soul is dead. I'm cheating like to keep the flow alive, so I try keep the drive just to keep my death on time. So many flammable thoughts trying to burn me alive, but no matter the cost, I've been paying the price. Oh, within my mind, become the enemy. Oh, I can't take no more.
Ooh, wee, way to come out swinging on the first track, man.
Right. That's, Killer
Tears, right? Wasteland. Yeah.
So if I remember right, Gears has been around for a little bit, and at one point, and I think a member of Gears is in the comments. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm fucking stupid. But I think at one point, Jack Andrid, the guitarist from Uncrowned, was in Gears a couple of years back. I think
I'm right out of
Gears, I believe, was out of Miami at one point, I think.
Okay.
I'm going off the top of my head. I don't know.
Put you on the spot, but
somebody will let me know. I'm sure
somebody in the comments will know.
So that was video number one. Yep. Yeah, see, I was right.
Hashtag Kevin didn't fuck up. So good job, Kevin.
So, so that was video number one. And of course, it's being brought to you by the Juke Joint, the Grudge Matched. Video number two is our champion. The band is Silent Theory. The song is called Flicker. I'm going to throw the poll up. It's time to vote. If you're on YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch, vote video number one or video number two. We'll write it down. But let's go ahead and roll into it. Here is Silent Theory. It's Flicker. It's the Grudge Match, and you're watching the sound.
Betray everything you suffered for. Save face, placate, but you change that empty taste in your mouth. Will you keep me company as my candle burns out? I can't help thinking that these rules were made up as they go. Who knew it's not enough to bleed? It makes one wonder. You'll be the last to see. Behave, the price is a burden. Wolves make remarkable sheep. God forbid that I should give my pity to the wealthy swine among us pigs, unworthy of the air we breathe, the life we live. I figure if you knock one down, the rest will give way.
Well, Well, hey. Yeah, Matt, you got it right. I'm gonna throw that comment right up on the screen. Look, what a grudge match. That's right.
We're gonna throw them at you.
Yeah.
I mean, heavy hitters fucking swing away, man.
Yep. We want to make it uncomfortable when you vote. We want you to have to be like torn between which one you want, one or two. So I think tonight's gonna be a tough call there. Luckily, Kevin and I have to remain neutral on all this. So we don't have to get into the fighting stuff.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
No, I was just reading the comment on they gave a candlelight red vibe.
Yes.
I agree with that 100%. So, well, the vote's up. The poll's in. Get your votes in right now. Small lead to Gears.
Michelle, what's up in the comments?
So, I like that comment.
Yeah.
Totally won't be mad if we lose to them.
Jimmy, what's up, dude? What is up, man? Killer songs, though, for sure. Real quick, we got one of our very special people waiting in the waiting room here. And yes. Before we get into that, Kevin, let's real quick touch on that Biscuit record, man. I was surprised that you liked it. I really was. You know
why? I love Limp Bizkit. Still here is
We Are New Rock. It just came out, so it's right. New,
right?
But it's got a throwback vibe. Everybody's saying it sounds like it was straight out of the '90s, which they don't. Everybody I'm hearing is not meaning it as a diss. They're digging it. I dig it.
I dig it. I mean, I was just matter of fact, before you hopped on, I was on YouTube going through Limp Bizkit videos and all of that. I even like Eat You Alive, which nobody liked. So
nice.
I mean, I like Limp Bizkit and the new album. I mean, it is. He's got some slower tempo songs in there, but most of them are fucking bangers. Just like it was just rolling right out of the '90s.
Yeah,
and I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, I was surprised by there's like at least 2 to 3 slow songs on there. That kind of took me by surprise. But what do y'all think in the comments below? If you've heard the new Limp Bizkit, what do y'all think about it? Look, we got Julie says she doesn't see the poll, but she's voting for Gears, Kevin. So I don't know if
I got it written down.
Okay. All right, cool. Post should be down at the bottom next to where you type the comments.
And if you don't see it, there's like a blue bar or something you can push and all that kind of stuff. But
okay. All right. Yeah. So let's bring Lisa in. She's got some cool stuff to talk to us about. And let's scoot right here. Boom.
Hey guys. Lisa. How are you? I'm back in Virginia.
across the pond and now you're back.
I am back.
How was it?
Amazing. Was it really? History slapping you in the face every time you turn your head. There's something else really cool to look at.
Nice. Yeah. I've never been there. I would love to go. Was Matt a good host? Did he take you to the spots? I mean, did he show you where like the underground scene is at?
We hit every single spot you could possibly hit. He was a great host. We went around. We went to everywhere you could think of. It was fantastic. We went whatever, yeah, everywhere. And all the places that we didn't hit, we'll hit in April when I go back. So, damn,
you're
yeah.
living the life.
Oh, hey, that. Man.
Wish I could travel like that.
I love it. I love it. I love
yeah,
it.
It's a good thing.
I love the community of fellow music junkies is the best. It's the best part of this show now is getting to talk to like-minded individuals.
Yes, it's an addiction for sure.
So go ahead, Kevin, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to roll into what we're going to feature tonight, which was a band that Matt originally introduced us to. But you got an opportunity to see them live. And judging by your Facebook posts and all of that, it was badass. So the band is Caskets. Tell us about it.
Caskets was opening for Normandy on their tour as support. They were presented with that opportunity apparently 2 years ago. And Caskets has only been a band for 3 years. So they were a band for a year. They got this opportunity with Normandy. Pandemic hit. They were put on hiatus, you know, waiting like everyone else to come out. I think Europe's been a little bit, and the UK especially, has been a little bit longer in allowing live shows to occur. And so they were really chomping at the bit to get out there. And so I messaged them, and they gave me the opportunity to speak to them. And what a great bunch of guys. They've got an album out now called Lost Souls. They are up for Grammy consideration for their single Glass Heart for Best Rock Performance. Nice. Yeah, I'm really hoping that they catch that nomination. It's definitely well deserved. Their performance was definitely emotional. It was their first performance in 2 years, and they brought it all. They let it all out on the stage. They were electric.
Well, before we get into anything else, you sent me a bunch of pictures. I only picked two of them though.
Okay.
So there was this one. This yes. is with you there. I guess.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yes.
Right before the interview or right after the interview. And
it was right after.
And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm looking at the poster to the
left. Boris Johnson is still a fucking cunt.
Nice. This picture has turned out to be one of my favorites.
Matt. Oh, yes.
If that you look strong. Down front center, yep,
there
stage,
we are.
There's Lisa and Matt, and they're both in their Sound t-shirts.
Yep. And there is Matthew Flood, the vocalist for Caskets.
That is a great photo.
Yeah, it was off of his Twitter. Yeah.
That's awesome.
They were a pleasure. They really were.
So we're going to play a little bit. Tell us about the interview, because we know that there may be some audio that may not be able to be heard. So tell us about where the video was at and everything that was going on for all of that.
Okay. So there is a pub right next to the Fleece. The Fleece only holds about 400 people capacity. Very small venue.
She said a pub.
Yes, it was a pub.
Not a bar.
It was one of those historic pubs that was built like in the 1500s. So I don't want to disrespect it by calling it a bar. So it was a pub.
Absolutely.
And so we had arrived for the interview. It was supposed to be at 4 o'clock. And they had messaged me and said, hey, our sound check's been pushed back. Can we meet at 5:30? And so we were like, well, so we sat at the pub. We hung out for a while.
Go to the pub.
Yeah. I mean, what else are we going to do? So we sat there and 5:30 came around. And as we were starting the interview, people were starting to emerge outside from the pub and congregating within 30 feet of us. And as the interview went on, they just got louder and louder and louder. And what do? You know what I mean?
You keep going. That's what you do.
Right. I kept going. These guys schedule. They have stuff to do. They've got, doors are going to open soon. So we did the best that we could.
It's going to be great. I haven't seen it yet. I'm pumped. Let's roll right into it.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks.
Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Lisa with the Sound 228, and I am here at the Fleece in Bristol, UK with Caskets. Tonight is the first night of their sold out tour with Normandy. Guys, please introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm James. I'm the drummer.
Benji, guitarist.
Hi, I'm Matt. I'm the vocalist.
Greg, guitar.
Chris, bass.
All right, guys. So what did it feel like to get the phone call from Normandy that they wanted you to support this tour after 2 years of not playing?
Yeah, it was exciting. We actually agreed to do this just as the lockdown was happening. So we had another tour that was booked in with an American band that obviously got postponed because of COVID. And then we were working with Normandy anyway with Phil. And he said, oh man, they're talking up. And we were like, we'll put us on it. So yeah, it was really good. And like an honor as well. We're big fans of their music, and it's a great crowd for us. Similar people who like Normandy, but like us. So it's great.
Hopefully. They will.
Pretty sure that's I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen. How are you guys feeling? Your album Lost Souls dropped. You broke out with your hit Glass Heart, and you had to change the band name. Why Caskets?
We kind of wanted to keep a lot of the branding the same, just so it's obviously a big change, changing band names, and we kind of wanted to keep some continuity going. So we decided we wanted to keep the C logo that we had. And then we chucked a load of C names in a hat, and Caskets is what came out, essentially.
A bit of a fashion shootout, wasn't it?
Yeah, shootout.
There was a funny comment just after it happened, because it sounds like you just picked the first random name that began with C. Shows that. And I was it's just a name. And
they've got the practice room bugged, haven't they? They knew. It was actually the first one on the list as well. And we're like, nah, that's too easy. So let's write more. I read through the entire English dictionary online, and I was like, every C word. And then we were like, right, let's vote. We're like, oh, it's the one that we decided like 3 days ago.
So wait a minute. So what were the other options? Can you give us some other options that you guys considered?
I think a lot of the C names that were good for bands sounded like tech metal bands.
Yeah.
Like, it's like contortionist or something like that, where you go like gag man and be like, last
Okay. So your album's doing really, really well. You have a single right now that's just come out, correct? And that's being played over on Kerrang and BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, well, I guess it's not an actual single because we haven't done a video for it yet, but we've had really good support from BBC Radio 1 and Kerrang for Hold Me Now. I guess that was a track that they picked up on the album that they just really resonated with. Yeah, it's amazing support, like, we weren't expecting it and we weren't really pushing for it, so I think we're going to have to do a video.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. Okay. What song are you guys most excited to play tonight if you should be
Hold Me Now.
Anything else that you want to leave for the setup?
We did actually post it online last night.
Oh,
did
it?
If anybody
keen
was.
Eyes.
Yeah,
on the Instagram story.
I was most excited about Hold Me Now because it's got all my favourite vocal notes in it. So, as long as I nail it.
We've got the only ones. We've got a nice little jumping sort of thing and a special moment with the clown as well for that song. So.
All the hits.
Okay. So we're going to hear Drowned in Emotion?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're
going to
hear Hold Me Now. Okay, alright. Very good. Okay.
It's like the pick a mix shop, isn't it? You go, I'll have
And there's a couple of old stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are you guys headed to after tonight?
Well, there's next gigs for Manchester. We're driving halfway over, staying there, and then off to Rebellion, which is the bar that we're playing at, and I've been there many a times, and it's absolutely amazing. I'm guessing the crowd's going to be amazing too, since it's sold out. So.
It's like our local show as well, it's the closest show to Leeds that we've played on this tour. So.
Like friendly faces.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the last question I have for each of you is, what is the most important thing you want people to take away from your performance tonight? What do you hope people walk away with?
Start on that set.
That it means that we do it means absolutely everything to us. Do you know what I mean? Like we put so much work, sweat, blood, and tears. I know it's like people say it all the time, which is genuinely true. Like,
there has been tears.
Yeah, many tears. Like many compromises and stuff like that. So we just want people to feel what we're trying to like give them life. Do you know what I mean? Like we're not just gonna stand there like for half an hour just like that. Do you know what I mean? So we want to give them a show and hope that they realise it means just too much to them.
We never knew if it was ever going to happen again. I mean, there was so much uncertainty and so many things got pushed back and rearranged and things like that. And it was starting to get to the point where we were like, will there ever be shows like there used to be shows? You know what I mean? People pushed up to the barrier, speak to people at merch desk, gaps at the show, things like that. We just didn't know. So, like, such a blessing for us to finally, you know, today's the day. All the things that we've been hoping for, like,
we'll find out tonight.
It is emotional for us.
Well, you're making me right here, but no.
Well, your last tweet said something about coming tonight to cry with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
emotional.
I think that's going to be some
emotional. Yeah, I think the main things we want people to take away from the show is, well, we want them to enjoy themselves and kind of like feel something. Like a lot of the topics that we talk about are hard-hitting stuff, so we just kind of want people to get on board and
I guess the other thing is as well, like not everybody in the show is going to be able to see us, so it's fine. It's going to be seeing us and then probably the first time, like, oh, that's going to be your book, and come see them.
Make some new friends.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a performance that was completely worth the 3,500 miles of flight for here. Yeah. Cass is going to fucking kill it tonight at the Fleece in Bristol. This is Lisa with the Sound 228. Fuck yeah.
Oi!
Damn, Lisa, you killed the interview. Holy shit. Way to go.
Good stuff, man.
It just got louder and louder and louder and louder and louder.
That's okay. No, I could still hear it. I cranked my volume up on my speakers a little bit, you know, but dude, that was guerrilla warfare in the streets on the lowdown, UK lowdown interview.
That's UK lowdown. Awesome. He was very
good. Have you ever done that before? Have you ever interviewed before?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you seem like a natural. I'm feeling it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was killer. That was really good.
Thank you,
Kevin. Should we roll into their video? I know we got Paul. If y'all can hear us, y'all in the waiting room there. We're coming to y'all in about 5 minutes if we play this video. Kevin, do you want to roll into that just so people can can hear the music, you know, as to what we were talking about there.
Yeah, that's
okay. Oh, awesome. Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, hold on. Let me
figure out which one I put in there, though. The only ones.
Is that right?
That's a great song.
Okay. All right. Y'all hang tight in the waiting room. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play. Lisa, you intro it.
This is The Only Ones by Caskets off of their album Lost Souls.
All I love, but dreaming can't help me to turn my mind off. I'm completely empty, I can't take much more, but I'll struggle through this till I rise or fall.
Good stuff.
That's a killer track.
They are amazing live. If you ever have the opportunity to see Caskets, run to Ticketmaster.
They
need to
come. they gotta come stateside.
I know. Believe me, I asked before the interview. I did ask, and no plans as of yet. But who knows? I mean, they're being considered for a Grammy nom for best rock performance. Hopefully soon, Caskets, come to the States. You have there fans there.
Hey, yeah. Ladies and gents, you know, there it is, UK Lowdown. I mean, this is what the whole show was about, you know, created for. It's like, these are the up and coming guys. Hopefully you hear about them, you know, first right here on The Sound. So go check them out. I'm sure they're on Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, the whole nine. So there's no excuse not to check out all their other stuff, right?
Yes. All the socials are available. Their album is Lost Souls. Check it out. You won't be disappointed.
Lisa, thank you for all that you do. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
All right.
Night.
You too. All right, Kevin, let's keep this gravy train rolling, man. We got some people waiting backstage. It looked like they want to talk. I saw some headbanging going on during that last song. Yeah, so I'm digging it. Let's bring them in, man.
Roll them in. Come on.
Here we go.
Yo.
Boom. Got that Brady Bunch going on now. Here we go.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good, man.
Good.
So real quick, everybody introduce yourselves real quick and let everybody know who we're chatting with. We know. Let's ever let everybody else know.
Well, I'm Paul Crosby, obviously, from Saliva and Cold Words.
Richie, same, bass player of Cold Words. Had some other bands, but this is the main one I want to talk about.
Zach Crosby, vocals and electronics. And I was also in other bands, but once again, this is the one I want to talk about.
Oh, there you go. So let's talk about it. New band. New song impacted radio today. Number two most added on the Foundation charts. I saw that today.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
I didn't even know that. That's a surprise to me.
Oh, Kevin's full of info, man. He's got it.
You heard it first.
I do my best to pay attention as much as possible. As people know, I don't play any instrument, so I have to use the brain and stay ahead of the game to understand a little bit about what you guys are going through and what you guys are doing. So so number two most added today on the Foundation charts on the rock side of the Foundation charts. So congrats to that,
man.
But let's talk about this. I mean, you guys said it. You guys came from different bands. How did this come about in Cold Words?
First of all, I want to straighten out kind of the name pronunciation thing.
Yes, please.
In the beginning, we kind of were going to go with Cold Wards, kind of like a hospital ward, like a psych ward, right? But then, you know, as it morphed later on, we kind of felt like it would be better if it was more of a motion, like a direction towards the cold, like Cold Words. So, like, if you were going forwards, you're going coldwards toward the cold. So I kind of want to clear that confusion up. It's kind of pronounced like Cold Words, but it's Cold Words.
Gotcha.
But it came about during the lockdown, the 2020 COVID-19 lockdown. Me and Richie were, you know, he was writing some tunes. I was helping him with some tunes. Same, he was helping me with some of my tunes. We sent some stuff over to Sean at first, and he was like, let me sing a little part on it. So he sang on it. We're like, man, that's pretty cool. And then we sent some stuff to Zach. Sean was like, we should get Zach in on this. And we were just going to write a song or two. You know what I mean? And then those couple of songs came out really, really cool. We were like, man, this is fun. Let's keep writing songs. So as we got a few more songs, we were like, well, let's do it like an EP, like a 5-song EP, and just kind of release it on our own, just to say we did it. You know what I mean? And then we got to 5 songs, and we kept writing more songs, and it was like, man, all these are good. Let's do a full EP and release it ourselves. And then, you know, we got some interest from some labels and other folks going, man, this is really good. Got an offer from Wake Up Music Rocks, and we accepted the offer, and now, you know, here we are. We're Cold Words. We're a band, and got our first single out, and as you said, it impacted radio today.
So right. how does it feel to be in a band with two of your sons?
It's pretty epic, man, and I'm not gonna lie. You know, it's a good way to bond. You know, obviously, through circumstances and the fact that I was the height of my, you know, success years were whenever they were littler. So I was gone a lot, you know. So, you know, this is another way we can kind of like bond and do stuff together. But it's super cool. My goal was just to be able to make a record, some songs with my sons and release it to the world. So as far as my vision goes, mission accomplished. But I think there's bigger targets on the horizon now, you know, and the boys are pretty amped up and they want to kind of see where this takes us. So we'll see what's up, you know?
Absolutely. Richie, tell me a little bit about your side and what you have going on musically with these guys and what you see in the future for on your end of it for the band.
Well, like Paul said, we kind of got together when the pandemic was going down, and I was already in two other bands, just playing live and just playing small clubs, nothing big, just, you know, just the standard stuff, gigging. And we started coming up with these cool songs, and I was like, man, this would be great to keep going, and we did. And as far as laying the bass lines down for the band, I think Paul kind of had to sit me down and settle me down a little bit because I was the live guy. That's all I wanted to do was just kind of show off. And Paul's very talented in a lot of areas, and he basically told me to structure myself. So I like the discipline. So the band keeps me disciplined, and Sean's a hell of a guitar writer and lyricist. So everything about this thing is very musically moving, and I like to learn. And I think that's the main part about this project. It never will stop us from getting further and learning. And the songs just seem to keep getting better and better, man.
Well, that's awesome.
We definitely keep each other in check because all four of us are into completely different styles of music on our own. You know what I mean? But we're constantly keeping each other in check and bettering each other with this project. It's like, think outside of your box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like pushing the envelope. So it's pretty cool. And it's challengingly fun musically. So,
yeah. Went from playing three chord progressions like punk to actually five, four to five notes and moving them all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
So
Zach, how's it feel to be in a band with your dad?
Not at all surprising.
That's a true musician son right there.
No, I mean, I'm absolutely positive. I'm absolutely positive that I told people I'd be doing this like 15 years ago, but never actually thinking it would happen.
I think it's awesome. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with a band called GFM. Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh. It's three sisters.
Yeah,
and,
they're great.
Yes, they are. And
I saw them play live one time. I was like, man, I have three daughters. I'm like, why didn't I think of doing this? And then, Paul, you've got kids, and you got two of them in the band with you. So I'm like, man, that's got to be just so fun to take a normal father-son relationship and twist it into music as well, which gives it that whole different atmosphere of parent and child, I guess.
Yeah.
Dude, I knew Zach was going to be in the band a long time ago when he sat down and started playing that piano. And I was like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, that's my boy, man. They know, man.
So Zach, tell me, what all do you play?
Man, I'm piano at heart, honestly. I have not really played piano religiously like I used to, but at heart, I'm a piano player.
Awesome.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I think we want to get into the video.
Yeah, let's do that.
You guys released this video last week, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. I think we just passed almost 19.
We're at 19K right now, I think.
Jesus. There. Let it blow up. I love to see
it. Go.
And let's go ahead and roll into the video, and then we'll come back and chat with you guys a little bit more about what's next for you guys, and then we'll go for
Kevin. See if we can get him to do the tell us everything or tell us nothing about the video.
So that's it. And we love doing it. You can either tell us everything or tell us nothing about the song and the video in your own words or however you want to do it.
I can tell you, Sean actually wrote the lyrics of that one. Obviously, he's not with us tonight. But the song is basically about, in a nutshell, someone who is struggling with any type of addiction. It could be alcohol, drugs, sex,
or it could be like money, an obsessive behavior type
of addiction. But in this instance, it's about someone who's like drinking themselves to death, and they're like the life of the party. And inside they're waiting for somebody to say something, to reach out and help them give them that first nudge, you know, to save their life, basically, in a nutshell. And in the video, since this is our first introduction to the world as a band, we pretty much kind of stuck with the live performance type video and made it eerie. We did already shoot another video for the next single, and it gets more in depth with, you know, scenery and stuff. But this first video, we wanted to just keep it focused on introducing ourselves to the world.
All right, let's roll with it.
Here we go.
Sunny outside, looking through the glass. Lost in what I can't find, don't know where I'm at. Trying, but it feels like I'm slipping through the cracks. One step forward, two steps back. Can anybody tell me why I feel so lost? Don't anybody speak out once you say something, say something. Hearing voices in my head, I think I'm going crazy. It's like I'm in a daydream, I need someone to wake me. Feel like I'm too far gone for anyone. What's wrong with me? Why's it feel like I'm living out a life sentence? What's
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yes. Very good stuff. And
way to come out swinging on the first track, though. I like that, man.
Appreciate
Kevin, go over to comments, man. Go over to comments that we had.
Yeah, so Lisa said, liking what I hear. Matt James, vocals definitely unique. Liking it. Loving Guido. The meaning behind the track, too. Guido, our good buddy over at the Juke Joint, one of our sponsors, he said he's loving it.
Yeah.
And then Michelle gives the clapping hands, and Lisa's nice job, guys. So, good stuff. So, I guess, what's the future? I mean, I know you get... Well, I know it's got to be tough with you because you're flying all over the damn country every time I turn around. You're flying everywhere. So what's the future for you guys as far as maybe playing shows and stuff like that?
Man, here's the way we're looking at it. First of all, I do my management stuff and label stuff and fly all over the world and play with Saliva. So, was I wanting to add another band to, probably not, but... for the opportunity to play with my kids, man, I'll do whatever it takes. The plan is hit radio, which we've done that. We'll see what happens. If there's a demand for it, we'll do shows. So basically, if it takes off at radio, does well, and everybody's saying we got to do shows, and promoters start hitting me up saying we want to book a tour with you guys or book shows, we'll go from there. You know what I mean? Would we like to do that? Sure, we would. You know what I mean?
Paul, that brings up a question that I've been sitting on for a minute here. So, like, from your perspective, you mentioned like the Saliva days, and the last time Kevin and I saw you was like from Hattiesburg. We saw you over in Houston playing shows with Saliva. Like, what's the difference between when Saliva was up and coming to like now doing this new project with your kids? Like, the dynamics of the music scene, the music business. You mentioned label interest right out of the gate. We have a lot, we hope our audience we feature unsigned artists, but we hope the guy out there that wants to start a band who's never been in a band is watching. What advice can you give to them from old to new now?
Well, obviously, it's completely different industry now, both good and bad. Now you have, access to the whole world, and you don't have to have a big label with millions of dollars backing you to get it out there. So that part's good, but I guess my one piece of advice would be to try to get it, even no matter of what stage you are, if you want to do music for a living in any fashion, make sure you get a good team of people around you. It's really, really hard to do it. You're completely by yourself. It's just, overwhelming. We're fortunate that I have 20 plus years experience in the industry, touring, and I have contacts and all that good stuff. So we have a little bit of a leg up as far as that goes. But like I said, try to surround yourself with people you can learn things from when you're first starting out. Definitely do your research.
Would you agree though?
With other bands.
Would you agree though, like with what you mentioned it though, you y'all wrote this song, you recorded a video, you put it out on the internet first. That's a little bit different than maybe back, 10, 15 years ago, right? Where you may hit the clubs hard right out of the gate and build the fan base naturally. Nowadays, it's almost like you build it on the internet first and then you get the call. I think you just said that.
Yeah.
Well, that hurts for us older guys. Like that hurts because you want to go out and play live first, but it's almost the reverse now.
That's the thing. I got to do it the old way, and now I'm doing it the new way. You know what I'm saying? So we went out and earned it. And you would, even if you did get a record deal, you would write and record for about a year. They would release a single 6 to 8 weeks before they even before they released the record, and then the record would come out, and then you would probably go on tour. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely had to earn your way up. But I do agree with you. It's completely flip-flop, but that's because people have more access to you and to music and stuff now than they did then, the only way they had access to it for the most part was to go to the show, and discover bands that way. That it did take kind of the fun out of it. I think for me as a music lover, discovering new bands and, There was nothing like discovering a new band by seeing them live first. You never heard any of their music at all. You just seen them opening for another one of your favorite bands, and you're just like, oh, man, this band is awesome, you know? So
I agree with that. I appreciate it. And it makes me feel like we're the now, like, remember, like the me or the old guy, like, it's too loud. It's too damn loud. Like, we're the digital version of that. Like, you should be live in a club, you know, and kids nowadays are on phones all day long. Like, screw you, old man. I'll just listen to it on my phone. If I like it, then I'll go see.
Yeah. I've somehow kind of found a happy medium of both, man. I'm trying.
You
know, the world has to evolve, man. So you kind of got to, even, you know, I kind of grumpily go evolve with it. You know what I mean?
It's like a dating app. Like, you could look at her first before you meet her out at the restaurant. You know, it's like
it's kind of like that. Yeah.
That's good. That was probably one of the best analogies you've ever done, Jared.
We'll clip that. We'll put it out. Just don't tell my wife the dating app thing. That won't go.
There you go.
So guys. If anybody wants to find you guys, what's the best way to find you? Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it?
Right now we're having an actual .com website built, but right now the best way is facebook.com/coldwards, ColdWards. We have a YouTube channel. You can just search for Coldwards. The only thing on there is our video for Say Something, because we're a brand new band and that's the only thing we have out right now. But you can subscribe to that. Instagram is at Coldwards Music. All the normal run of the mill social media platforms, we're pretty much on all of those. So,
and our statistician Matt James has put all your links up in the comments. So if anybody's digging through the comments, all your links are there. So
yeah, you guys, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow, like, share our Facebook page. We're all not only a band, but we're also music lovers, and we like to share and network as well. So like and follow our stuff, and we'll do the same for you.
I love it, man. That's awesome, dude. Look, and Kevin, we got them on the the app, right? They can download the Sound 228 app. It's going to be free. We'll get that cranking on there, and hopefully we can get them on the top of the Dirty 30.
Yeah, so they are, I mean, we're one of the reporting stations for the Foundations chart, so we counted as one of those ads today. So
awesome. We appreciate it, man, and we're hoping that more people add. So hopefully, you said we are the number two most added, so hopefully only, like, there was more than two bands added today. You know what I'm saying?
I don't remember exactly how many on that list, but the most added there was probably about 10 songs, and you guys were in there at number two. So,
all right, amen. Look, cool. We're appreciative of anything, man, and we also are realist, and we know we're going to get some thumbs downs, and we're going to get, but that's because the world works that way. Everybody likes their own thing. Some people like death metal. Some people like country. Some people like both. You know what I'm saying? So
we're going to waste all of our time if we try to please everybody. So
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Absolutely.
But, and the true musicians love all music is always right. My stance.
Right on. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for chatting with us for a little bit tonight. And I know, Paul, we've been trying to do this for what God seems like 6, 7, 8 months. So yeah. we finally got it nailed down. Best of luck to all of you, man. And I hope you guys do get the opportunity to tour, because I sure would love to see you guys live.
Absolutely.
Well, if it happens, it'll definitely be next year.
Absolutely.
But you know, like I said, man, look, if the fans, if y'all get out there and support us, call your radio stations, whatever you got to do. If there's a demand, we'll come play some shows. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. We're going to make a demand to Biloxi, Mississippi. I can tell you that.
Heck there, yeah. I love Biloxi, man.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful.
We're going to do it. Well, guys, thank you so much. Have a good night, and too, good luck in the near future. Hopefully we'll chat again.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Right.
Anything else you must, just let us know. When that next video is ready to drop, shoot it our way, man.
You got it. Thanks for having us.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Later on, brother.
Good stuff.
Well, man. Kevin, that was I think that was a good night. I don't know. I felt like we rocked and we rolled.
Well, we still got a couple things we got to do.
Oh, shit.
We had
to push it up again. You know, I always try to do that.
I know, but we had to push some things back because we're the way the time constraint was doing. But we did say we were going to show the Rise of the Phoenix video.
Oh, hell yeah.
That premiered yesterday. They did their own premiere at the place that they filmed the video. And they had it on, I believe they had it on the projector screen and all that kind of stuff. So I'd like to play that video. It is called Outrun the Sun. It was filmed in Mobile, Alabama. The band is from Mobile, Alabama. The band,
Kevin, it looks like we know who maybe who did it too.
We do know who did it.
Hold
on. I'm going to say that right now. Chaz from Astro Clown is the one who did the video. Chaz is not doing music videos after this year. Bands, if you're watching, if you're listening, if you're watching later on, he is doing his videos for $250 for a music video. Yep. So if you're looking to make a music video, hit up Astro Clown Productions, Chaz Singleton, $250. He'll get you hooked up. You'll see the quality that he does here. But let's go ahead and roll into it. It's Rise the Phoenix. It's called Outrun the Sun, and you're watching the sound.
Trying to run.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the best thing about that whole video, not only the music, but the being on top of the Admiral Hotel in downtown Mobile, and you get to see kind of the skyline across. I told him, I was like, when they showed me the video, I was like, the only other place I could think that would even get a shot like that would be the top of the parking garage at Carnival, at the Carnival Cruise Line right there off, right off the side of I-10 before you go into the tunnel, would give you another shot like that. But it's a beautiful shot of downtown Mobile and all that kind of good stuff. Really good stuff there from them.
So. Yeah, I dig that, man. Good for those guys. And Chaz is, I hate to see him leave, but he said he's doing other stuff. He's going bigger, better, if I remember right.
Yeah, so he's getting into movies and stuff like that. He's been slowly been progressing into that.
Yep.
But he's done videos for like Master P and a bunch of other people. But a few more things before we get out of here. I know. Don't forget, coming up November 17th at B-Lux is going to be Kingdom Collapse, Varsity, Silent Trust, Blackout the Sun, Occult Classic. The tickets are available right now. You can go to the event invite on Facebook and be able to purchase the tickets there. I think they're being done through Eventbrite, I think is where they're at. We're going to be happy to be a sponsor of that. So that's going to be happening November 17th. Also, February 20th, the return of the Helvetica Effect at Fort Walton Beach, Florida on the Block, Rock for a Cure. It's a one night only, one final show for the Helvetica Effect. It's happening February 20th, 2022. And then also coming up November 13th, the 4th Annual Toys for Tots benefit. Bunch of bands going to be there, the Poorhouse Bar and Grill. And then tomorrow night, if you're out at our wonderful sponsor, the Juke Joint, tomorrow night will be Dozat St. Marie and Nick Ray. Matt Dozat and Heather St. Marie used to be in a band called Hydro Vibe together. Now they're out doing their solo stuff. They do a lot of opening for Chicago and Rick Springfield and Pat Benatar and all of that. He was also the guitarist for Kelly Osbourne when she was doing her music. So they'll be at the Juke Joint tomorrow night. That's where I will be at. And I expect to see some people out having a good time enjoying some great acoustic music. And Lisa says they will see Kingdom Collapse, Varsity, and Silent Trust the 13th in Georgia.
Nice. Get out there and see that live music. Jesse, man, we appreciate the thanks, dude. It's our pleasure to be able to feature that tonight. Great video. Great song. Way to go. Kevin, I want to rush the end of this, but I think I'm going to turn over a new leaf before 2022. We still got, what, two more months, but I think I'm going to do it now.
What?
Not rush the show to end to try to screw you out of announcing the winner.
Oh, I wasn't going to let you do that.
All right.
We've broken that habit. It takes 21 days to form a habit, and I'm out of that habit, dude. So I'm fully prepared.
You're literally going to get it wrong on the next episode. I can see that coming. Yeah.
So our winner with 68% of the votes is Gears. So Gears will be our returning champion next week or the next episode. They'll happen to be on the episode as well. So
funny how life works.
It happens that way. But I think I've been trying to get into a better habit of knowing who the two competitors are going to be at that point. So I think Gears is going to be going up against Cold Words. So that video we just saw tonight will be into the grudge match against Gears. So we'll see how it goes. And next episode is on the 10th. So here's what we got the rundown on the 10th so far. We've got Gears that's going to be on the show. We are also going to feature Mitchell Gruich the third, who has two new videos that has come out. He will be on talking about Blood Rug and why can't I remember right now. He's in so many damn bands, it's hard to keep up with, man.
Too many bands.
But anyways, we're going to be featuring that. And then also at that point, I believe this is a surprise Jared doesn't even know about. We are going to go way out of our box on this one. So, Clear Vision Entertainment, Glenn Matina is doing an upstairs downstairs reunion party. And I believe we are going to have Freedom Williams from CNC Music Factory and Kuiper with us. They are playing that show. And Glenn is going to try to get them on the show to talk about that event as well, going in downtown Biloxi. So,
wow.
Tic-tac-toe going to get you hype.
Wow.
And going to make you sweat. So, but When we started this show, we said that we were going to cover all of it as far as Gulf Coast music goes, because we are Gulf Coast based.
We did say that.
The Upstairs Downstairs was a big part of the music industry in Biloxi for years until, unfortunately, it burned to the ground.
Yeah.
So they do reunion parties every year, or in the last couple of years. And this one's going to have Kuiper and CNC Music Factory. So we'll probably have them on the show with us. So
that'll be killer, man. That'll
Lisa's
be
like, say what?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Hey, music is music. We love all types of music. So
correct.
All right. Surprise.
All right. Last thing that we could say or that we could do before we jump off of here, man. Thank y'all for the ones who are still hanging, man. Y'all are the hardcore people. If you want to go to the sound228.com and grab you some merch, man, we got some t-shirts for sale. We got some hats for sale. That helps support the show and we really appreciate it. But if you can't do that or you don't want to do that, if you could, to also help support the show, smash that share button, man. That helps us out a lot too, growing the reach on all the socials. And helps us promote these bands. Kevin and I are going to keep doing this for a very long time, and we want to grow this platform to something that really highlights the music that we believe in and that we hope y'all believe in. So that's one easy, quick way to help us do that. So we appreciate it, man. Kevin, do you have anything else before we roll out of here so you can watch the damn game you got on behind?
Well, I don't even want to watch it now. Atlanta's winning 5-0.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
F Atlanta. I hate Atlanta.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all things Atlanta I hate.
We will see you except for the fans of the sound.
Atlanta's good.
Yeah, damn right. And all the fans of the sound that are in Atlanta.
Yes.
We love you. We will see y'all in the next one, man. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. We really appreciate the support. If you want to stay up to date with all the things we're doing here at The Sound, be sure to download our free radio app. It's in the App Store or Google Play. Just type in The Sound 228. It'll come right up. Download it on your phone. Listen to all the killer new music that Kevin and I are trying to promote to the masses. You can stay up to date with all of our social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you can also download the episodes of the podcast and the Homegrown Show, all right there inside of the app. Go download it now. You won't be disappointed. And once again, we are The Sound. We are New Rock.